The front desk dog, the brief for independent clinic owners who need an independence file before veterinary consolidation outreach decides the agenda. You're clearing the inbox between appointments when another polite, interested in your practice email lands. Suddenly, one email is trying to run the whole clinic. It is amazing how quickly a subject line can turn a grown adult into someone who wants to reorganize a life during a 6-minute lunch. Don't answer the market's question first. Start an independence file. It is one page that you refresh on a monthly schedule. Keep 3 things on it. First, your active client and active patient trend, including the patients who have gone quiet for 12 to 18 months. Second, the operating constraint you would fix in the next 90 days. Third, your clinical, cultural, and schedule non-negotiables. That is the whole move. You are not preparing a sale packet. You are not making a stay forever pledge. You are giving your own clinic a chance to speak before an inbox does. An unsolicited email creates a fake emergency. Delete it in a huff or treat it like destiny. Neither response tells you much about the clinic you own. Consolidation is an active industry conversation. So is independent ownership. But the useful question on an ordinary Tuesday is smaller. If you keep operating independently, what needs your attention right now? If an offer ever becomes real, what would you need to protect? The file gives you a calmer starting point for both questions. It is less dramatic than a market forecast. It is also much more useful at the front desk where drama is already well represented. First, pull the monthly active client and active patient trend from your practice system. Keep it simple. Are the counts moving up, flat, or down? Then make a short list of patients who have not returned in roughly 12 to 18 months. This is not a scorecard for shaming the receptionist or blaming the doctor with the longest appointments. It is a relationship check. Which clients are still choosing the clinic, and which ones have quietly drifted out of view? The point is not to make 1 month carry the weight of your future. The point is to notice the direction while you can still ask useful operating questions. Are reminders working? Is access tight? Is a particular service line creating friction? A polite buyer email cannot answer any of that for you. Your own trend can. Next, write one constraint you would solve in the next 90 days if that email had never arrived. Maybe the doctor schedule is the bottleneck. Maybe rooms are turning slowly. Maybe callbacks pile up at the end of the day. Maybe your team is doing heroic work to keep a weak process from showing its face in public. Name one, not 7. The clinic is not a group project where every sticky note gets to be urgent. Then write the next observable step. Pull the schedule by hour. Watch one handoff. Ask the team where the day bends out of shape. The goal is not a grand transformation. It is to stop letting outside attention distract you from the operating decision already on your desk. Last, write the non-negotiables that cover your clinical work, culture, and schedule. Clinical might mean you want a real voice in standards of care. Cultural might mean you will not build a clinic where every hard conversation gets escalated 3 layers away. Schedule might mean your family time, your call burden, or the way you want the practice to feel on a Saturday has a place in the decision. Write the plain version, not the version that would look impressive in a conference brochure. I want to know the people making decisions. I want to keep this team intact where I can. I do not want a calendar that makes me resent the work. Those are not soft details. They are the details that make an ownership choice yours. If outreach turns into an actual proposal, take the file to qualified transaction counsel and ask one plain question. What choices would I still make, and how would anyone measure them? That question does not replace professional advice. It gets you to the right advice with your priorities already on the table. You will have your client and patient trend. You will know the operating constraint you are trying to solve. You will know what you do not want to trade away. That is a better starting point than opening an email and asking a stranger to tell you what independence is worth. Keep one paw on margins and the other on what you will not trade away. Next time, the cancellation list hiding in plain sight and the small front desk handoff that can make a packed day feel less like a fire drill. For the independence file, a 1-page monthly owner check-in, find the printable prompt on this episode page at frontdeskdog.com. Follow the front desk dog so the next clinic floor move is waiting when you need it. The front desk dog.